sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
One of our family's favorite versions of Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, and yes, this is an Easter sermon, is the Muppets version. The Muppets Christmas Carol. In this surprisingly accurate rendition, complete with entire sections verbatim from the great novel, Rizzo the Rat and Gonzo the whatever Gonzo is, are the narrators, peeking in the windows and taking us through the story mostly from outside in the snow. Toward the end of the great tale, when Ebenezer Scrooge, who here is played by Michael Caine, when Ebenezer Scrooge is about to encounter the third ghost, you know, the ghost of Christmas yet to come, Rizzo and Gonzo narrate up to a point, but then they decide it's just too scary here in the graveyard. And shivering in the cold, they bid the audience farewell and say, "We'll meet you at the end of the story. It's too scary." And they disappear. We don't see them again until Christmas morning at the end of the movie. In the Gospel of Mark, two whole chapters before our gospel text this glorious Easter Sunday, there is a weird thing that happens. If you've been journeying with us through Lent and Holy Week, you heard Pam read this twice this past season. She read it once during the offertory one Sunday in Lent, and then again you heard her read it on Maundy Thursday. It's the story that happens in the Garden of Gethsemane on Maundy Thursday. Jesus is being arrested after praying in the garden. And then almost like a hiccup in the flow of the story comes verse 51 and 52 of chapter 14 in Mark's gospel. This is what it says. A certain young man was following him. This is like right after Jesus has been arrested. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. And then the story goes on with Jesus' trial and torture and crucifixion, death. What is that? What are those two verses? Who is that person? It doesn't say anything about it. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he ran off naked. Left the linen cloth and ran off naked. He's a random streaker? Scholars have had all kinds of fun interpreting these two obscure verses that I think most of us probably either miss or just dismiss. Like, I don't know, just keep reading. I'll spare you the fruit of scholarship's exhaustive theories, but I will read to you from a verse from our gospel text today. Two chapters later, after that incident, Jesus has been crucified late in the tomb, early in the morning when the women come to the tomb. Here we are, chapter 16, verse 5. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed. The title of my Easter Sunday sermon is, "The Streaker is Back." The streaker is back. Almost like Rizzo the Rat and Gonzo, when things get too frightening, this mysterious streaker says, "I'm out of here. I'm out of here. With or without my garments. It's too much. It's too terrifying. It's too confusing. It's too risky. It's too sad. This arrest and torture and death and burial of our dear Jesus. This pain in the world that I can see and know right in front of me. It's too much. I'm out." Friends, we know this guy in the garden. He's us. Happy Easter. We're the streakers. But here on this great Easter morning, thanks be to Jesus, is a young man in the empty tomb, now clothed. Dressed up. Lots of scholars say, he's back. I wouldn't imagine him as an angel, though, by the way, according to Mark's gospel. He's just a human. The Gospel of John talks specifically about two angels in their resurrection Easter morning narrative. Matthew and Luke can't actually agree. Matthew says there was one angel. Luke says there were two men. But Mark, the gospel that was written first, I'll remind us, the very original source, actually, for at least Matthew and Luke, Mark says it was just a man in a white robe. He's the streaker. He's back, but different. Now clothed on account of the risen Christ. And so are we. This powerful gospel of Mark leaves us with an opportunity to fill in the blanks. I've been inviting everyone at Bethlehem to hand write the entire Gospel of Mark. I'm not sure how many are actually doing it, but it's not too late to start. We're in the year of Mark. We'll be in Mark until December. So think about this. This powerful Gospel of Mark, it leaves us actually with an opportunity to fill in the blanks. And I love that the early Christians did. Did you know that there are two different endings that were later added to Mark's gospel? So really, there's three endings in Mark. There's the original ending, there's the shorter ending that was added later, and then there's a longer ending that was added later. Did you know that? Does your Bible have two different endings? Some don't. Some just sort of, you know, tack on the longer one. That's clearly written differently than the rest of Mark's gospel. It's clearly a different writer. Mark ends where we did in our text today with verse 8. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The end. This powerful gospel of Mark leaves us with an opportunity to fill in the blanks, and the early Christians actually did. I love that. I think that's what Mark wanted. And their addition becomes scripture for us. It's in our Bible. That's how faithful their filling in the blanks was. This must be what Mark intended to say. The early Christians were so bold to conclude and write and add. This amazing Easter gospel puts us into the story. First of all, with this mysterious streaker fellow. And again, in leaving us with an opportunity to fill in the blanks, to boldly conclude. What now? Maybe you could say it like this. This Easter story, Mark's version, this Easter story leaves us with an opportunity to dress it up, to put some clothes on an otherwise frightening account, to come back from being afraid and running out into the darkness, to show up after all. After all. After all you've been through in your life. After all you've been through in this past year, in this pandemic, in this season of so much grief and loss and separation, after all you've been through, in this brutal election cycle, in this constant stream of violent and horrific news that's touching us in very real ways, in this society, after all you've been through, in this society of injustice and pain, racism and hatred, sexism and abuse, there's a lot of good reasons out there to run. I'm out of here, out into the shadows, with or without garments. Too much, it's too much, I'm out. But friends, you're here now. Thanks to God. After all the pain and sorrow in your days, you're here now. Thanks to God. After all your own mistakes and failings, here you are. After all you might be going through, even as I speak, here you are. If you're hearing or seeing me, you're here, sitting in an empty tomb of sorts, grave clothes strewn about, here we are, announcing the good news together. Alleluia, Christ is risen, and so are we. And so are we. What have we been saying all through this Holy Week? In Christ, we die and rise. We're the streakers. We, the streakers, are back and different and clothed. After all, on account of the risen Christ, you're back. You're brought back. Another way to say it is that you're not here, you're risen. In Christ, we die and we rise, right? Marva is not here. She is risen. Arthur is not here. He is risen. Joe is not here. He is risen. Terry is not here. She is risen. The old self you see has died, thanks to God. And now you are here, back from the shadows, back from the dead. Only by the grace of this life-giving, life-altering God, here you are. The old self has died, and now here you are, clothed and proclaiming to others what God has done through Christ. We're back, announcing the message to all the world. I love, by the way, our flower cross out front. You filled it up yesterday on Holy Saturday, and it is no secret that something has happened. That's what it symbolizes. This cross out on our street, this large cross, is completely covered in flowers. Something has happened. Something is happening here at Bethlehem and throughout God's church. Jesus' people have been raised with him, dressed up. They're back. Christ's people have been raised with him because of him, and now announce this message to all the world in their words and in their deeds. Even if we too once ran scared and said nothing, like the women in the text, well, they obviously eventually did, those women. They filled in the blanks too. They finished the story because we're still singing their good news today. We're still telling their story. Now we, like them, announce this message to all the world in word and in deed. To those who are frightened, to those who are sick, to those who are cold, to those who Jesus touches but the rest of the world forgets or just hates. To those and to all, we will tell the good news with our lives, like the young man in the tomb who said to those frightened women, we will say to a hurting world with our lives, do not be afraid. You are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He has been raised. We are Easter people of the empty tomb. After all, here we are at peace with good news to share, forgiven, alive, all because of Christ. Friends, this story, this gospel truth is placed into your hands today. And there's certainly anxiety that comes with that. The gospel is in our hands and we're going, wait, what? What? What did Jesus tell us to do? What do you want me to say? It's just got real. Jesus gets real. For he meets us in our Galilees, back in our everydays, back in the midst of our own pain and anxiety and confusion, back in the midst of the brokenness of our world, Jesus gets real. And he goes ahead of us always. Only by Christ's mercy and grace and leading are we permitted to share this message of healing and hope. And so off we go. But for the grace of God, only by Christ's mercy and grace are we raised to new life, given this power and authority to preach the gospel with our actions, with our lives in the world. Only by Christ's mercy and grace are we able to show up after all, at the end of the story, with a smile on our face, with a song on our lips, with joy in our hearts, with the peace of Christ. on our minds. Only by Christ's mercy and grace are we given new clothes. The clothes of resurrection. The clothes of Christ. That's what we wear. We're back. To God be the glory. This Easter morn. And always, always. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit ELCA.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. The evangelical. That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body.
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.